Apocalypse Now, Lonely Hearts Moon Mission. The English rock band The Beatles made history in 1964 with their first live television performance in the US on The Ed Sullivan Show. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was their eighth studio album, 1967. Beatles fans noted a photograph of Aleister Crowley on the album cover, presented second from the top left. Ringo Starr stated they put people that they admired on the cover, and Paul McCartney also said the Beatles wanted an album cover of their idols. Magus Aleister Crowley was perhaps someone they esteemed and were influenced by. Maybe it's no coincidence that the Beatles purportedly began using backwards recordings and subliminal messages in their songs while putting Crowley on the cover of Sgt. Pepper. Album cover artist Peter Blake said, "I asked them to make lists of people they'd most like to have in the audience at this imaginary concert." The album cover displayed images of the band's heroes. It has been said that Sgt. Pepper might possibly be a remembrance to Aleister Crowley. It was 20 years ago today that Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. Crowley reportedly died in 1947 and the album was released in 1967. Living persons shown on the cover were asked to consent. Mae West refused at first. She did not fancy to be part of a Lonely Hearts label, but the Beatles wrote her a letter and she agreed. Shirley Temple is featured on the cover. Other characters on the album cover include Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello, Marilyn Monroe, and W.C. Fields. John Lennon wanted to also put Jesus Christ and Adolf Hitler on the cover but decided not to at the last minute. The Sgt. Pepper album sleeve is full of Masonic symbolism. There are 11 Freemasons depicted and of these 11, 3 are 33 degrees Master Masons, Karl Marx, H.G. Wells and Aleister Crowley. Aldous Huxley's grandfather Thomas taught H.G. Wells. Thomas Huxley was a member of the Royal Society of London, which was founded in 1660 by Freemasons and was hugely influenced by Sir Francis Bacon and his book A New Atlantis. Is the Sgt. Pepper cover a treasure map? Beatles Conspiracy, March 20, 2012. One of the mysteries from the cover of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album is the insertion of the enigmatic legionnaire from the Royal Antediluvian Order of Buffaloes, RAOB, character. The character is wearing a fez, a Masonic clue. In a photo from Paul is Dead the Rotten Apple by I Am a Phony on YouTube, we are not hampered by the inclusion of Diana Doors and we can see what appears to be an apron, presumably Masonic, and perhaps a key in his hand. Rotten Apple series has speculated that the character may represent an Aleister Crowley double, or doppelganger. Aleister Crowley and the RAOB, Beatles Conspiracy, June 11, 2013. After a 1967 accident by a friend driving McCartney's Mini Cooper. A rumor circulated in London that Paul had died in a car mishap. On September 17, 1969, the student newspaper of Drake University in Iowa published an article titled, "Is Beatle Paul McCartney Dead?" The rumor that had been circulating on campus that Paul was dead included numerous clues from recent Beatles albums. As said by the urban legend, Sgt. Pepper was created after Paul had died. On one of their meditation journeys to India, led by George, they met a man named William who looked so much like Paul it was bewildering. They tutored his voice up a bit, and his debut was the album. The lyric Billy Shears was said to be code, indicating Billy's here. Paul supposedly died the year before the album was produced. Paul McCartney never wrote Maybe I'm Amazed. He never formed the band Wings. He never clashed with Yoko, became a vegetarian, or fathered any of his children. When Queen Elizabeth knighted him in 1997, she was actually knighting someone else. This is because, conspiracy-minded Beatle maniacs say, Paul McCartney secretly died in 1966. Theorists claim the other Beatles covered up his death hiring someone who looked like him, sang like him, and had the same jovial personality. But the guilt eventually got to them and they began hiding clues in their music. In the song Taxman, George Harrison gave his advice for those who die. Meaning Paul. The entire Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album was awash with Paul is Dead clues, the Beatles had formed a new band featuring a fictional member named Billy Shears, supposedly the name of Paul's replacement. The album contained John Lennon's A Day in the Life, which had the lyrics "He blew his mind out in a car" and the recorded phrase "Paul is dead, miss him," which becomes evident only when the song is played backward. Lennon also mumbled, "I buried Paul at the end of Strawberry Fields Forever." In interviews, Lennon said the phrase was actually cranberry sauce and denied the existence of any backward messages. Paul is dead, conspiracy theories, time. According to the urban legend, after Paul died in a car accident, a total look-alike was found, nicknamed Fall, who happened to be able to sing and play bass and guitar just as well as Paul could. The rock band went on to make fabulous songs with Fall. But why would the Beatles take part in the illegal cover-up of Paul McCartney's death and then try to tell the world the truth through intangible clues? Although the Beatles and their press office at Apple were initially bewildered and somewhat annoyed by the story's refusal to die away, there is evidence that the group members themselves found it amusing. In an edition of Life magazine dated November 7, 1969, McCartney reassured fans that rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, paraphrasing Mark Twain. However, he continued, "If I was dead, I'm sure I'd be the last to know." The Paul is Dead myth, the Beatles' Bible. On December 8, 1980, Mark David Chapman shot John Lennon at the entrance to the building where he lived, the Dakota, in New York City. Lennon had just returned with his wife Yoko Ono from a recording studio. Chapman, a 25-year-old security guard from Honolulu, Hawaii, had previously traveled to New York to assassinate Lennon in October, but changed his mind and returned home. Chapman's obsession with the 1951 book, Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger, led him to kill former Beatle John Lennon in front of his NYC apartment building. Chapman later said he was incensed by Lennon's more popular than Jesus remark, calling it sacrilege. Chapman took aim directly at the center of Lennon's back and fired 5 hollow-point bullets at him from a Charter Arms .38 special revolver in rapid succession from a range of about 9 or 10 feet away. Doorman Jose Sanunas Perdomo knocked the gun out of Chapman's hand and kicked it across the sidewalk. Chapman then removed his coat and hat in preparation for the arrival of police to show he was not carrying any concealed weapons and sat down on the sidewalk. Perdomo shouted at Chapman, "Do you know what you've done?" To which Chapman calmly replied, "Yes, I just shot John Lennon." Wikipedia.org. On December 30, 1999, 36-year-old Michael Abram, who suffered from schizophrenia, broke into former Beatle George Harrison's home in England and attacked Harrison with a kitchen knife, puncturing a lung and causing head injuries before Harrison's wife Olivia got in the way of the attacker by striking him over and over with a poker and a lamp. Following the assault, Harrison was hospitalized with more than 40 stab wounds. George Harrison died from metastasized lung cancer on November 29, 2001. Writer David Richards said that the Beatles were an Illuminati creation. Their songs were written for them and handlers scripted their actions and words. They've demonstrated that popular culture is really mind control. In his 1991 book, The Committee of 300, the former MI6 officer John Coleman contended that the Beatles were a psychological operation run by the Tavistock Institute. The Beatles were created to advance the formation of a corrupted Brave New World-style slave populace. This agenda kicked in big time during the 60s, with rock groups acting as social agitators. To replace Christianity, the Illuminati introduced the New Age movement, spiritual doctrines that do not require the individual to follow the moral law. In 1963, Paul said, "Christianity doesn't fit in with my life." In 1966, John was more forthcoming, telling Newsweek, "Christianity will go, it will vanish and shrink. I needn't argue about that. I'm right and will be proved right." The Beatles were presented as anti-establishment but received endless mainstream media attention. In 1965, they received MBEs, members of the most excellent order of the British Empire, from the Queen. Sgt. Pepper's album cover designer Peter Blake became a royal artist. Mr. Crowley, what went on in your head?
Oh, Mr. Crowley, did you talk to the dead?
Your lifestyle to me seemed so tragic. With the thrill of it all. You fooled all the people with magic.
Yeah, you waited on Satan's door.
Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley, 1980. Crowleyanity became appalling to the public through Marlon Brando's version of a renegade dog of war who set himself up as a god among a local tribe. Apocalypse Now is a 1979 American classic war film set during the Vietnam War, directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starring Marlon Brando, Robert Duvall, and Martin Sheen. The 1899 novel by Joseph Conrad, Heart of Darkness, inspired the motion picture. A secret mission is initiated under the sway of drugs and T.S. Eliot's poetry to terminate the rule of Colonel Walter Kurtz, who has gone insane and is lording over a small tribe as a god. The darkened temple gates of hell to his camp are likened to Virgil and the Inferno, Divine Comedy, by Dante. Impaled, mutilated bodies and severed heads encircle the rogue military camp. Quoting The Golden Bough by Sir James Frazer, Colonel Kurtz lectures on his philosophy of war, humanity, and culture. The beast with his head shaved in Cambodia is a suspected double agent who utilizes atrocious methods of waging war and worships the face of a stone idol. The May 1, 2010 cover of The Economist newspaper headlined, Acropolis Now, illustrated the 2010 European sovereign debt crisis. Using metaphors from Coppola's movie, it attested to the film's large-scale cultural influence. According to A Magic Life, 2000, by Martin Booth, Aleister Crowley traveled to Nice, France in January 1924, where he met with the author Frank Harris and went through a series of nasal operations. Three other Crowley biographers mention this also, and that he underwent further nasal surgery in London in 1932. Crowley said that cocaine began to eat into his nasal cavity. Yet MI6 agent Crowley altered the shape of his nose to adjust to his spy roles. He could swing from a Mediterranean disguise to the appearance of an Asian. While UK patriarchs developed the positive aspect of colonialism in Indochina, a crafty double agent could charm Japanese invaders into hostilities on Pearl Harbor. On July 20, 1969, Americans Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first men to land on the moon, with the Apollo 11 flight piloted by Michael Collins. A human strode onto the moon's surface, in the Sea of Tranquility, at 2:56 GMT, nearly 20 minutes after first opening the hatch on the Eagle landing craft. The moon landing was one giant leap for mankind. On May 25, 1961, President John F. Kennedy vowed that America would land a human on the moon by the end of the decade. I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. Apollo 11 achieved its primary mission to perform a manned lunar landing and return the mission safely to Earth. President Richard M. Nixon telephoned Neil Armstrong, first on the moon and the star of NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Wernher von Braun began rocket development in Germany in 1930. The efforts of von Braun, who designed the mammoth Saturn V rocket, culminated in the landing of a man on the moon. After the U.S. moon landings, at the insistence of the NASA administrator, Wernher von Braun went to Washington, D.C. in 1970 to serve as Deputy Associate Administrator for Planning at NASA headquarters. Various diehard researchers claimed that von Braun was in fact a Sturmbannführer in the dreaded SS, equivalent to a major, and that some of his moon landings were part of a highly elaborate fraud. Reports that the moon landings were hoaxed by the US government to claim their victory in the space race over Russia were debunked as a pack of ludicrous anti-scientific claims. Others thought the moon landings were factual, but the authentic video footage was not broadcast, since critical military data is not released into the public domain. NASA admitted in 2006 that no one could find the original video recordings of the July 20, 1969, landing. Since then, Richard Nafzger, an engineer at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland,
who oversaw television processing at the ground tracking sites during the Apollo 11 mission, has been looking for them. The good news is he found where they went. The bad news is they were part of a batch of 200,000 tapes that were degaussed, magnetically erased, and reused to save money. Maggie Fox, moon landing tapes got erased, NASA admits, Reuters, July 16, 2009. Displeased conspiracy theorists accused NASA of faking the landings, arguing that they were staged by Hollywood with Walt Disney sponsorship, based on a script by Arthur C. Clarke and directed by Stanley Kubrick. Some said that The Shining, 1980, with Jack Nicholson, was Kubrick's coded mea culpa for his role in faking the 1969 moon landings. Even so, no humans have set foot on the moon's surface since December 7, 1972, with the last U.S. lunar landing mission, Apollo 17, and its three-member crew consisting of Eugene Cernan, Ronald Evans, and Harrison Schmitt. It was rumored that the Apollo astronauts were sometimes followed to the moon by UFOs, and governments have been concealing the fact that aliens have bases on the moon. There were guesses that an alien spacecraft is covered under the topsoil of the moon, or even a secret base occupied by humans. In 2014, a strange wedge-shaped anomaly was found on Google Moon, which did not look like a natural formation. A mystery object spotted on the surface of the moon has sent conspiracy theorists into overdrive. The bizarre wedge-shaped structure with rows of seven light-like dots along its edge appears on the lunar surface. It was discovered on the Google Moon Viewer at coordinates 22042238.46N and 14203444.52E. Speculation has exploded over the images of the anomaly that UFO websites have likened to an alien lunar base or spaceship. There are also theories that it is an alien spaceship nestled under the dust of the moon, or even a secret moon base occupied by humans. The two-sided, triangular feature was uncovered by paranormal researcher Laufer Reil and posted in a new video. The finder claims to have spotted a similar mystery structure in Antarctica. Is it just a weird-looking crater, or is it something else? He asks. Is this an alien structure or a secret human moon base? Sunday World, January 18, 2014. It was furthermore imagined that in 1945 the Nazis had made a secret base on the dark side of the moon. The diabolical Nazi SS established and expanded upon a network of lunar bases whose primary purpose is to exploit the ultimate military high ground. The Third Reich conducted research into advanced propulsion technology, including rocketry, Victor Schoberger's engine research, flying wing craft, and the Arthur Sack AS-6 experimental circular winged aircraft. The Reich claimed the territory of New Swabia in Antarctica and sent an expedition there in 1938. The Earth's poles rotate clear of the Van Allen radiation belt. Wernher von Braun made a trip to Antarctica in 1967 to recover rocks he believed to be from the moon. Elements of these claims have been widely incorporated into various works of fictional media, such as Iron Sky, a 2012 sci-fi comedy film directed by Timo Vorensola and Samuel I. Torsinen. In the last moments of World War II, a secret Nazi space program evaded destruction by fleeing to the dark side of the moon. The famed face on Mars stunned observers in the 1970s. It was revealed by the U.S. Viking mission in 1976 while acquiring images of the Cydonia area of Mars. Was this configuration the statue of a person's face or simply a fascinating rock formation? The American author Richard Hoagland claimed there was a NASA conspiracy to conceal monuments on Cydonia Mars. In a series of statements in 2006 and 2007, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, Ike's great-granddaughter, revealed her attempted recruitment by a covert governmental Mars colony project, a so-called Alternative 3 plan she refused to go along with. Mars 1, in the Netherlands, would attempt to establish the first human colony on Mars in 2023. Elon Musk's SpaceX and Boeing also sought to be key players to send humans to Mars by 2025. Virgin Galactic was founded by Richard Branson to ferry tourists to space. In March of 1995, Walt Disney Television aired a most absorbing one-hour television special on UFOs titled Alien Encounters from New Tomorrowland. The documentary, introduced by Disney CEO Michael Eisner, was shown in only 5 cities before vanishing without a trace. The Alien Encounters documentary was only aired once in 1995, then it was shelved and never broadcast again. Moonchild, 1917, was Aleister Crowley's most famous novel. Moonchild fascinated readers who saw Crowley as a modern thinker of neoliberalism. It was about a magical war between two secret societies over an unborn child, the Moonchild. The so-called Babylon Working conducted by Jack, John, Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard between January 4 and March 4, 1946, became the object of much speculation in this matter. This speculation is due in part to the involvement of two charismatic and brilliant bohemians of that period. John Whiteside Parsons, 1914-1952, was a major force in the early development of solid fuel booster rockets, for which work the International Astronomical Union eventually named a lunar crater in his memory. He was an OTO member from 1941, and served for a short period as master of Agape Lodge OTO in the 1940s. He died under mysterious circumstances in an explosion in 1952. The other participant, Pulp Fiction author Lafayette Ron Hubbard, 1911-1986, eventually founded the Church of Scientology and has been the center of stormy controversy in the decades since. Both men were students of magic, especially the sexual magic of Aleister Crowley. T. Allen Greenfield, the rocket scientist and the guru, 1997. L. Ron Hubbard once said that he wanted to bring into being a Moonchild or a living child as a mascot to a superbeing. Moonchild was an avatar. Crowley wrote to occultist Carl J. Germer, apparently Parsons or Hubbard or somebody is producing a Moonchild. At the same time that Jack Parsons was trying to incarnate an extraterrestrial entity, he also alleged that he had encountered a Venusian in the desert of New Mexico. Ian Fleming's 1955 Moonraker 007 spy novel was about Britain's first nuclear missile. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. For here. Am I sitting in a tin can? Far above the world. Planet Earth is blue. And there's nothing I can do. David Bowie Space Oddity, 1972.